Whoever you are, behold your master within. Whoever you are, behold your master within. No matter what we do in life, we're always going to be observing what's going on in the outer world. We're always going to be observing who and what is going on in our world, and what things are happening, and what things are taking place in our life. We're going to be observing life. We're going to be observing how other people respond to life and how other people act. And what is it that we are observing? We are observing the reflection of ourself. We are observing the reflection of ourself. Now, what does it mean to observe the reflection of ourself? Well, no matter what it is we look at in life, no matter what it is or who it is and how it is we look at things in life, it is a reflection of the master within ourselves. Whoever you are, behold, your master is within. Now, when we can look at ourselves and say we like ourselves, when we can look at ourselves and say we are wonderful people, when we can look at ourselves and appreciate just who and what we are, then life has meaning for us. Life has purpose for us. Life is wonderful. But if we don't observe who and what we are, then we have a problem. Because we're always going to be looking at the outer to change. We're always going to be looking at the outer to be whatever it is. Now, when we see beautiful people, that's us. That's a reflection of who we are. That's a reflection of the master that is within you, within me. Whoever we observe in the outer, whatever we observe in the outer, is a reflection of who we are. Now, who do you want to be? Do you see things at times that are not pleasing to you? That's the master within you at work. Master is not pleasing? That's right. The master is whatever we choose to allow to be in our world, whatever we choose to allow to be in our life that we think is important for us. Whatever we think is important for us, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Whatever we think is important for us. Now, why do we think anything is important for us? Why do we think anything is important? Because we make an observation on it and we make a judgment on it. When we can be so wonderful, so fantastic that we look at everything in the world and we call it good, then we will be doing what the master teachers have taught us to do throughout all the years of our life, all the years of master teachers being master teachers. What they have learned is whatever they see is a reflection of what's going on inside of them. What sort of attitudes are going on inside of them? What sort of meaning is going on to their life? What is happening to them? And as they take responsibility for what is happening to them, and they look at the world as they see it and know that it's them all the time, then they are happy, or they make decisions to be happier. Now, you look at wealth and you say, it's nice to have sufficient money to do the things that I'd like to do. But would I like to have money to do things that I don't want to do? Do I just want to store it in the bank? Do I just want to make lots and lots of money and be the richest man in the world and have that be my fame? Well, if that's what you want, that's perfectly okay. Now, it's not okay if you think that you want to be better than somebody else, or be richer than somebody else, or have more money than somebody else. But if you want to have the money to do the things you want to do the things that please you, then you're working from the right point of view. When you want to have good health, now, let's just look at health for a moment. What is health? Health is living whatever our original purity and integrity is, living what our original purpose for. Every cell of our body has a purpose. And every cell of our body is dedicated to carrying out that purpose. Now, when every cell of our body, every cell of our body carries out its directed purpose, its ideal purpose, then we are indeed the richest people in the world. We are the most wonderful people in the world. We are the most fantastic people in the world. Only when we live according to what we believe about ourselves. Now, when you are an artist and you have an idea come to you and you begin to paint it, other people can't necessarily see it. And you take your paintbrush and you make a stroke on the canvas, and other people look at it and say, that's a stroke on the canvas. They have no idea what the total picture is. Now, strokes on the canvas are the beginning of being an artist. They're the beginning of a painting, but they're not the fulfillment of that painting. The fulfillment of that painting is whatever is in the artist's mind when he gets that completed on the canvas and he says, that's good. That's what I wanted to say. That's how I wanted to do it. Then he is perfect. Then he has fulfilled what he intended to do. Now, this is what our bodies are supposed to do. They are intended to be their original purity and integrity. They're intended to be perfect in every way. This is what our abundance is. It's intended to be perfect, to fulfill whatever its purpose is in our life. Friendship. We don't want all the people in the world in our backyard. We want to enjoy people wherever we go. We want to be so lovable, so nice ourselves, that everybody enjoys being with us because we enjoy being with them. They're our reflection. And wherever we go, and we can go from, we can be like the President of the United States going from country to country and town to town and city to city. He can go from household to household. He can go from television to radio to newspapers and he can go magazines. He can go everywhere. And he's always that same person. He's always that same ideal, wonderful being who is seeing himself fulfilling the dreams of his life. He's not trying to control the lives of others. He's merely putting causes in motion for his life, for his fulfillment. And his fulfillment includes all the people in his world. When the president is a happy person, all the people in the world are happy people. When the father is a happy person, his family is a happy family. When the mother is a joyous woman, all the people in that family are joyous and wonderful and fantastic. The President of the United States, when he's happy, all the people in the world that he has in his world, in his thinking, in his ideal, are happy and wonderful and fantastic. Now, whoever you are, behold, your master is within. Whoever you are, behold, your master is within. Your divine pattern is within. Your divine self is within. Your magic is within. Your being is within. All that you are that's wonderful and good is within. That's all that matters. You are that magnificent being, that magnificent self. It's in you. Now let it out. See everywhere you go all the perfection in you, in everyone you see. See it in yourself, in your family, in your friends, in your spouse, in your children, in the people you are working with, in the people you are sharing with every moment of your life. See that master within yourself, because that's what you do. And if there's anything in the outer that does not please you, go back inside yourself and change that and say, no, all is in divine order. All is perfect. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. All is joyous. All is the master within me reflecting back from the world. The world is, I'm shining out my mastership on the world around me, and the world is shining it back to me, and we are all one, all perfect, all ideal, all magnificent, all wonderful now. And this is the way it is. Whoever you are, behold, you are your master is within you, and you are your master. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.